Ready the restraining spirit of God is being withdrawn from the earth. Hurricanes, storms, tempests, fire and flood. Disasters by sea and land follow each other in quick succession. Science seeks to explain all these. The signs sticking around us telling of the near approach of the Son of God are attributed to any other than the true cause. Man cannot discern the sentinel angels restraining the four winds that they may not blow until the servants of God are sealed. But when God shall bid his angels loose the winds, there will be such a scene of his avenging wrath as no pen can picture. We are standing on the threshold of great and solemn events. Prophecy is fast fulfilling. The Lord is at the door. There is soon to open before us a period of overwhelming interest to all living. The controversies of the past are to be revived. New controversies will arise. The scenes to be enacted in our world are not even dreamed of. Satan is at work through human agencies. Those who are making so great efforts to change the Constitution and secure a law enforcing the first day of the week little realize what will be the result. A crisis is just upon us. But God's servants are not to trust to themselves in this great emergency. In the visions given to Isaiah, to Ezekiel, and to John, we see how closely heaven is connected with the events transpiring upon the earth. We see the care of God for those who are loyal to him. The program of coming events is in the hands of the Lord. The world is not without a ruler. The majesty of heaven has the destiny of nations as well as the concerns of his church in his own hands. Brethren, it is no time now for mourning and despair, no time to yield to doubt and unbelief. Christ is to us not a savior in Joseph's new tomb, closed with a great stone and sealed with a Roman seal. We have a risen savior. He is the King, the Lord of hosts. He sitteth between the cherubim, and amid the strife and tumult of nation, he guards his people still. He who rules in the heaven is our Savior. He measures every trial. He watches the furnace fire that must test every soul. When the strongholds of kings shall be overthrown, when the arrows of God's wrath shall strike through the hearts of his enemies, his people have the assurance that they are safe in his hands. In patience they are to possess their souls. Those who God employs as his messengers are not to feel that his work is dependent upon them. Finite men are not left to carry this burden of responsibility. In Ezekiel's vision, God has had his hand beneath the wings of the cherubim. This is to teach his servants that it is divine power that gives them success. He will work with them if they will put away iniquity and become pure in heart and life. The heavenly messenger seen by Ezekiel like a bright light going among the living creatures with the swiftness of lightning represent the speed with which this work will finally go forward to completion. He who slumbers not, who is continually at work for the